Throws the Echinish Mishabachiches Roshagma by Mehud Mesech Roshavas Daf Sadeches. Bryce says that someone throws an object from one Roshos HaRabim to another when there's a Roshos HaYochid in between. If the object traveled a total of four Amos and the two Roshos HaRabim combined, he's Chayiv. If not, he's Potter. The Chiddush is that we don't say that passing through the airspace is if it had landed, and we do say rather that the amount traveled in each Roshos HaRabim combines to reach four Amos, the four Amos minimum. Rav says that someone carries an item four Amos in Roshos HaRabim that has a roof on it, he's Potter because they didn't carry in such a Roshos HaRabim in the Midbar. Mari asks that the wagons that carried the Krushim of the Mishkan acted as a roof for the area underneath the wagon, and Rav, in the name of Rav Chiya, said that the areas beneath the wagons also had a status of Roshos HaRabim, so you see, even though it had a roof. Mar explained that the Krushim were carried using four wagons, that there were two parallel and then two right behind them parallel. And the boards were laid, the length of the board were laid over the width of the two wagons that were traveling together because they were long, and that's what they did, and they overhung. But there was, between the two piles of boards on each wagon, there was some space. It was that had no roof on top of it because there was space in between the boards. That area, that's what Rav was talking about, that had a different Roshos HaRabim because there was no roof over it. Murray asked that the width of the boards were an amma and a half. So if they were laid on their width, then you put three piles on a five amma wagon, which is what it was. Really, all you had left was a quarter of an amma space between the piles of krushim on each wagon, which is less than three tefachim. So out's loved, that means that even that empty space should be considered to have a roof. So how could Rav have said that that was Roshos HaRabim because it had no roof? Mark explains the boards weren't placed on their width. They actually were piled, standing on their depth, which was one amma. Thereby, so now the spaces in between each pile, therefore, was actually wider. Murray asked if they were piled in that way, that means there were four piles, because you put as many piles as you could onto the wagon, which means there was an amma of space to be divided among the three empty spaces. And again, there's three tefachim less than three tefachim between each pile, because of a lovage, should be considered that it has a roof over that space also. If you follow Zakum and Fit Gemara, if you follow the view that the boards got gradually thinner as it got from bottom to top, so Enechanami, on the bottom, there was less than three tefachim between the piles, but when you got to the top, it was much thinner. You didn't have an amma of depth to the boards anymore, and therefore the space is much bigger. You didn't have lovin anymore. That's what Rav is referring to. If you hold that it didn't, so Rav Kahana explains that what they did is they took these four piles, they made two piles of two mamash touching each other, and two piles of mamash two touching each other on the other side to give it more chizik. Then now each pile had a two amma of space that it was sitting on. That left a full amma in between, which couldn't be lovin, and that's what Rav was referring to, that it had a din of Rav. Yes, very good. It didn't have the boards on top of it, but the floor of the wagon it had underneath. That acted as the roof, and yet Rav says it was Roshos HaRabim. So Gemara says, Shmuel says there was no floor to the wagon. The two sides of the wagons were held together by crossbars without it having an actual floor, so it didn't act as a roof. Bryce says, Rabbi Yehuda was one that says that the boards in the Mishkan, the crush, they were an amma thick on the bottom, and then they got gradually thinner. The Pasuk says Samim, which means they had to come to a point. And the Chemia says they were an amma wide throughout. The Pasuk says Yachtov. The Chemia says Samim teaches that they should be made from one piece of wood. Rabbi Yehuda says Yachtov teaches that they should be perfectly even when they're put into the together with the Adonim, with the other boards. I guess Psukim explained that the two corner, the boards at the end, the corners of the Mishkan, they were set up so that it covered the full amma width or depth, actually the amma depth of the board that's perpendicular to it. But now according to Yehuda, it got thinner as it went up, so it would look funny. It wasn't just covering a thickness. Mura says according to him, you have to say that the end boards were actually sloped like that, like a mountain, like Rashi says, and therefore they covered the thickness of the walls, but they remained flush with the other boards. I used to explain that the Briach HaTikoin was one pole that went through the entire Mishkan, through the whole U-shape, Ches-shape of the Mishkan, that was Mamash Anais, that it curved as they put it in and uncurved as they took it out. Where then goes through all the different coverings of the Mishkan, how they were made with overhangs. By the time you're finished putting all the different pieces together, they overhung the Mishkan, and they hung over the outside of the krushim. They covered either most or all of the krushim, depending on which covering we're talking about, and depending on which shita, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it was very thin on top. It didn't have to, the covering of the Mishkan did not get taken up by any width on the top of the krushim. But according to the Chemia, there was an amma of width of krushim on the top that had to be covered. So in other words, if you had an extra, call it 12 ammas after covering the inside of the Mishkan, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that full 12 ammas would hang out the back of the Mishkan. Whereas according to Rabbi Chemia, it would first be one amma that would be needed to cover the thickness of the board, and then the rest, which would only be 11 ammas, would then hang over towards the back. And then so the Gemara goes through all the different coverings and how that worked and how far they went over based on these two shitas.
Right, it says that the krusrim were chiseled out at the bottom to create like two arms, and these were put into the adonim, and so therefore the arms were made by chiseling out all around the arms. And when you put it into the adonim were flush, totally flush with the rest of the krusrim. Also, when we discussed the roof of the Mishkan with the different panels that were made of different materials, so they were sewn together in two groups of five, at least the first covering. The end of each group, facing the middle, got 50 loops of blue wool. Each loop that was then connected to the other loop with a golden hook. The sparkle of the golden hook on the blue looked like stars in the sky. Wright says the first covering was made of blue wool, purple wool, red wool, linen. The second was made of goat hair. The second covering required a lot more expertise than the lower covering. Why? Rav Nechemya explains, because this is because the hair of the goat had to be washed and spun while it was still on the goat.